AJB's podcast, 18 November 2009, Inspirational. Most people are inspired by something. It can be a belief system or a place or a person. I think you can tell a lot about a person by asking them what they find inspirational. So what kinds of things do people find an inspiration? Sometimes it's a popular figure like a sports person or an entertainer. Sometimes it's a religious thing. And sometimes it's a more technical or intellectual thing or person. Probably the thing that inspires me most is the awesome vastness and subtlety of the universe. There are also some people I find inspiring, and one of them would be Carl Sagan. If you have never heard of him, he was a professor of astronomy and space science and the director of the Observatory for Planetary Studies at Cornell University. He also served as an advisor and consultant to NASA and played a major role in the establishment of SETI projects. As an author, he won a Pulitzer Prize and was most famous as a science communicator, especially for a television series produced in 1980 called Cosmos. Sagan died at a relatively young age of 62 in 1996 and is missed by both science enthusiasts and skeptics because he was also famous for his skepticism. I was pleased to see that November 7 was set aside as the first annual Carl Sagan Day. Unfortunately, I only found out about this after the event, or I'm sure I would have done something special that day, like watch some favourite scenes from Cosmos. The thing I liked about Sagan was the way he made astronomy and cosmology interesting and approachable without dumbing them down too much. Very few others had done this as well as he did. At the time, his efforts were a bit controversial because some of his fellow scientists didn't think popularising science was a worthy activity, but in many ways he helped make the subject the acceptable discipline it is today. Many universities now have specific programs aimed at increasing the public understanding of science. Richard Dawkins is probably the most famous person in this role as Simone Professor for the Public Understanding of Science at the University of Oxford. Sagan made some perceptive quotes during his career. Here are a few I found on the internet, although I'm not sure all of them were totally original. As a skeptic, I love this one. The fact that some geniuses were laughed at does not imply that all who are laughed at are geniuses. They laughed at Columbus. They laughed at Fulton. They laughed at the Wright brothers. But they also laughed at Bozo the Clown. So when I laugh at creationists, it's not because they are misunderstood geniuses. It's really because they are amusing clowns. See my blog entry, Laughing at Catholics, from 2009-11-13 for more on this. Another which can be applied nicely to religious people as well as believers in other paranormal and superstitious beliefs is, for me, it is far better to grasp the universe as it really is than to persist in a delusion, however satisfying and reassuring. Me too. Sagan also noticed the poor standard of scientific literacy in American society. I can find in my undergraduate classes bright students who do not know that the stars rise and set at night, or even that the sun is a star. And I know people at the university I work at that don't know what a day or a year is, as far as their astronomical origin is concerned. Reinforcing this idea, he said, "We live in a society exquisitely dependent on science and technology, in which hardly anyone knows anything about science and technology," which leads to, "We have also arranged things that almost no one understands science and technology. This is a prescription for disaster. We might get away with it for a while, but sooner or later, this combustible mixture of ignorance and power is going to blow up in our faces." This hasn't improved much since he originally said it either. He was aware that pure facts by themselves are useless, though. Imagination will often carry us to worlds that never were, but without it, we go nowhere. Great advances in science have been the result of great imagination, Einstein being the greatest example, but these can't be just random junk, like homeopathy, for example. Imagination is fine, but the result of imagination ideas must be testable and fit the facts. I don't think he was the first to make this observation. The universe seems neither benign nor hostile, merely indifferent. Of course, the anthropic principle might contradict this, but one day I think we will find why there are aspects of the universe which seem to be strangely conducive to the appearance of life. Even if there are factors in the universe which seem to be friendly to life, it's still obvious that life isn't really a significant part of the universe as a whole. Who are we? We find that we live on an insignificant planet, on a humdrum star, lost in a galaxy, tucked away in some forgotten corner of a universe in which there are far more galaxies than people. And finally, a thought which sums it all up for the true science fanatics. Somewhere, something incredible is waiting to be known.